Yo. Can you hear me?
You listening to
What a week. What a week.
Week. Hey, Ta, welcome to another episode of Wow, What a Week. We have a guest in the building. Yo, Kincha, man. Kincha, lepara, letona. He left Kimberley at the age of 17. At some stage, he was homeless. That's before we knew him. Then he became the voice in your living room, the face of a brand, the actor of the international stage. This man is in the building today. It took us 6 months to track him down, but we found him.
This is...
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Today we have the legend himself. Luri winner, Avanti winner, Hotel Rwanda marked, Suburban Bliss, Dube on Monday, How to Ruin Christmas. He's the face of clientele. Hakim Monakina and a lasting dignity plan. Ladies and gentlemen, host of Behind the Scenes, founder of Laughing Stock, never ever a laughing stock. Please make some noise for Desmond Dube.
Wow. I have to clap for myself.
Sharp was it?
Sharp Grootman.
Are we not outlined that line tail, or you are just selling us a drug you're not on?
Sellers are believers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was the first client.
Sure.
By the way, that that lasting dignity plan was before my time.
Oh, yes.
We changed the whole, you know, it became about dignity, not
lasting. Yes. How much input do you have when it comes to these campaigns? Because I almost feel like you can wake up at 2 a.m. and tell them, I have a plan, guys. We're shooting tomorrow.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, look, I mean, I'm obviously part of the PR.
Yes.
So a lot of the concepts themselves, yeah. Not necessarily the products. I don't develop products. Those are educated people.
Mm.
But the concepts themselves, I get heavily involved.
Sure.
Yeah.
What was the product there, Nadi Freelance, Lady? I might not have work next week, but at least can I lay a plan here. Yes. Why was that a campaign here, Lemar?
In fact, you know, we've been working on that thing for a while. Eh? We've been working on that thing for a while. But I think that's the exact disadvantage. Isn't it? Already freelancer, so
sure.
We don't even know if we can keep up the monthly payments.
No, allow me to pay bulk for jar. Get a bow.
That's an idea.
That's my premium for the year.
That's an idea.
But again for at my next gig.
That's an idea. And you're not getting royalties for this one.
Or allow me to pause because I'm in between gigs. Yeah. I'm sure we can find a middle ground. Because unfortunately, a lot of our people die paupers or motuana medical aid, hana hospital plan, hana funeral plan.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that clever actuarial scientists
could
come up with something. Yeah.
Well,
man.
The actuarial scientists have heard.
Come up with something.
Just so fresh.
At least a little bit of dignity. Yeah. We can't keep a gazette. Or it doesn't do over a lot of gazetting.
It's rough, man.
How in your 40 years in this industry, it's almost 40, Mus.
Sure.
How have you dealt with the uncertainties that come with what we do? So, for instance, before this gig you're on, because I'm certain this gig has given you some sort of at least still
sure.
How when at a mental level have you dealt with uncertainty that comes with what we do?
Yeah. You know, when I came in here, you said, hey man, God is good.
Yes.
And I think that's the first, I mean, we have utmost gratitude to that. But I think it's also, and then you just mentioned bulk. I've always been a bulk guy.
Yes.
So if when I look at my finances and a home is necessary, I make sure expensive. Yeah, put all the money there so that by the time I put a deposit for that house, it's enough for me to can call the bank for 6 months.
Yes.
Call into him. I can call the bank and say,
yes,
but check my record. You know, check my record. I'll be okay. You know. And by the way, that has happened over time where you realize, in between, hey, nothing is coming. The bank is beginning to call.
Yeah.
You call the bank first before they call you.
And I think that's a mistake a lot of us make, not even just in our industry, that on the day that maybe salary didn't come in or it's late, we don't call the people we should be calling first.
You should be calling
to say the debit order might bounce.
Right.
Kupa gracing ya.
Right.
We wait for them to call us. Yeah. And by then it's late.
It's late.
Or bakwati.
Yeah.
Or they feel like, why should we trust you when you can't even just pick up the phone to call?
Yeah.
And I've got a friend who's also an actor.
Yeah.
Le, on a gig ikena.
Yeah.
Upata la rente zei two.
Sure.
Upata la rente zei two. So there for 2 months, akwano hemanya.
Yeah.
You know oxygen. I mean? And that's no way to live, though.
Oxygen, oxygen. But, you know, I mean, it's reality of our industry here.
Yeah.
In Mzansi. Is that today might not be like tomorrow. Today
yes.
you may have six figures
mm-hmm.
and make nothing for a whole year.
Sure.
You know, so. But I think from an emotional point of view.
Yes.
I learned very early not to have my hopes high for you know, in case of that disappointment. For example, one of the worst things in our industry is you bump into a filmmaker. By the way, everybody in Joburg is a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bump into a filmmaker who says, I'm busy working on this thing here, but there's an organization that's already given us like a seed money. And me brah, there's a role I wrote for you.
If I may interrupt, I always say, because you have the budget, it doesn't make you a promoter.
Sure.
It does not mean you must be doing events.
Sure.
It's the same with film.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then what we do, which is, I mean, I said to a friend of mine, don't promise people anything in our industry. Yeah. We work in a very volatile environment. So as soon as you promise somebody, you give them hope, that person has not worked for 3, 4, 5 months. And when you say you might get them for this project, they're already calculating, you know, or at least by December, get something.
Sure.
Because fresh set, you know. So I learned the opposite. I learned, Tore, if it comes, it comes. If it's not coming, I just keep going until...
Manage your
it's like a cycle, man. It's
manage
like
your expectations,
yeah.
yes.
Manage your expectations. Mm. But also, I think our industry is all about, like I said, it's like a motorcycle, I mean a bicycle.
Yes.
If you stop cycling, you fall.
Mm.
You just keep going. You just keep going. A friend of mine a couple of days ago called me and said, hey, me bra, I hope busy. No, I'm busy. I'm busy doing F all.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to him, in our industry, you become even busier when you are not earning.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
You're making so much knowing that all this work will pay off
yes.
in the next couple of months. You know.
There's someone who taught me a thing that, especially in our industry, where people like want to know, what are you doing now? And often it's almost like, babatla o mejara.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Almost to measure how much respect to accord you at that time.
Oh, no.
Based on what you are doing.
No, absolutely.
So now my go-to answer nowadays, when people ask me, so what are you up to now? I tell them, I'm up to whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
That's what I've done for the last 30 years.
That's
what I've done for the last 30 years. So nothing has changed.
But that is a given.
Yes.
That question is always loaded.
Yeah.
And that's why...
it's never out of concern either.
No, it's not. And it's never. When I get invited to weddings and you end up sitting on the table with a certain class of people.
Yes.
First thing I say, hey guys, how are you? My name is Desmond. Mm. We're not going to ask each other about what we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Unless we become friends on this table.
Yes.
Yeah. you know.
Disclaimer.
Because most of the time, it is actually to gauge...
Yes.
How much respect I should give you.
Exactly. Yeah. Or how much information I should accord.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Versus let's talk. We'll find each other in our conversations. And if it goes left, it goes left. If it goes right, it goes right.
Sad reality that. And I wonder if Dingamla de Chuna writing.
Really. Really.
Really.
Really. It really happens. And I've noticed it because I sometimes play with the white kids. Right. I sometimes play with the black kids.
Right.
And often the questions that you are asked are not the same.
Not the same.
And often these ones are less judgy.
Sure.
They're out of, I want to know about you.
Sure.
I don't care what you do.
Sure.
I don't care where you live, what you drive.
Sure.
Whereas more often than not, korona kitabaya. Even if, for instance, you walk in with your khaki.
Sure.
They would drive Antoine. How much was it?
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it that from where we come from, sometimes someone is literally either inspired or happy to see that one of us is there.
Yeah.
But
and how do I get there?
But for how long do we maintain this novelty? Yeah, well, yeah, I know Desmond has made it.
Yeah.
Desmond has made it because he works hard and we must be happy for him.
Sure. But you know, it's funny you say this.
Yeah.
I just came from a potential client.
Yes.
And we gave them a pitch about two weeks ago. So.
Mm.
And so today I was just popping in to say, is this still within the discussion? Because it's on my way here.
Yes.
And the one guy who was sitting in that meeting or in that presentation insists on walking me out of the building. You know, and I knew, Hore, it's nothing else.
Yeah. Yes.
So that Akhwano Bonore, does this guy need our money?
Yes.
Or not?
Mm.
Because it's never actually a win.
Yes.
Especially Kabutaki. Especially co-government.
Yeah.
It's never a win. This guy is not on our level.
Exactly.
This chap doesn't need our money.
Yeah.
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 He's already made. So there's no win.
And I look forward to a time where people look at the value you're bringing to whatever it is you're proposing.
Sure.
Does it work for me? Does it work for you? Are we both winning? And if it's service delivery, are the public winning? Everything else should be of no consequence. And for everything else should be none of your business.
In fact, you should say that louder in all 11 official languages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that's exactly why we're in such trouble.
Sure.
Is that our focus is totally in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of focus in totally the wrong direction, normally we start What a Week, an icebreaker.
Sure.
Just to look at your week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into that.
Sure.
A rapid fire for the week.
Mm-hmm.
This is strictly this week.
Mm-hmm.
One word that describes your week this week.
Amazing
and
absolutely blessed.
Context?
Look, I think everything went according to plan. I
mean, sure.
We're scheduled people.
Yeah.
And if those things happen, whether you're getting paid or not, you know, you need to be grateful for it.
Sure.
But I think also, I mean, my kids, you know, if you don't get a call from your child, saying either I'm cold or I'm hungry or you know what I mean? Or anything.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. When you don't get that call. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good week. It becomes a good week. So yes, it's a good week. And I got some media. So it's a good
sharp. That was my next question. And what did your wife call you out on this week? And if not this week, when last where you called out your wife, where you felt, yeah, she's right.
Yeah. My wife is always right.
Yeah.
My wife is always right.
And guys, you're always right, even when you're wrong.
Yeah, when they're wrong. My wife is always right. You know, Vita, I need to tell you this. I'm really blessed to have a wife like the one that God gave me.
Sure.
No, Mediaka into him. I actually don't remember when last we had friction, like serious friction. Not kikuponke kwa usita how.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know? Not that. Like serious friction. I can't remember when last that is. Possibly my bestest friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's your love language? Like what is it that you do that she feels or she remembers that, this dude one nine.
Yeah. Maybe acts of service.
Yeah.
You know, I do quite a lot of that. I think we both sort of those kind of people. But I think my wife's love language towards me is more patience.
Oh, yes. And like you said, Ratsuenye.
So, she's patient, man. She's patient. I don't have a mediocre.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Was there ever a moment you felt I might lose her this time?
Early days.
Yeah.
Early days.
Mm.
Early days was rough because, I mean...
And why do you think she's dead?
I don't know, actually. That's a really good question. But I think early days was also young, height of fame. She was young, you know. And often, okenamo rounding and claim for that round to be spun.
Yes.
And then somebody will born a guy.
Yeah.
Because somebody will always say, oh no, come on, copy
door. Yeah. And this is before social media.
So
if someone says they saw you, they saw you.
I saw you, yeah. They didn't see you on social media. You know? And fortunately, I think you know, Mediaka was really weird. When the first time my grandmother saw my wife. Mm. First time.
Mm.
She called me outside. Kunyalewanu.
Yes.
It's a little friend.
And they're never wrong.
My mother.
Yes.
Emina, my mother, I don't remember any girlfriend that I've had. And my mother actually gave it like thumbs up.
Yes.
She always had that look, getting, hmm.
Mm.
Mm. This one.
Yeah.
Didn't waste time.
Mm.
She was like, Jwalin tate u...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say your mother, your grandmother, your dog, and your kids are the best judge of character.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Best judge of character.
Absolutely.
One of my kids met someone I was with, and I told him, no, kichomyam.
Sure.
But he still called me to the side.
Yeah.
His dad, I suspect you're lying to me.
Yeah.
He's 10.
Yeah.
Like, dad, I suspect you're lying to
mm-hmm.
me. But if you're not lying to me, I think I like her.
Yeah.
Those are his words. Asomoyon.
Oh, man.
He's never come back with it again. He's never come back with it again. He was just saying, dad, if, then
papa. Then papa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And kids are the best judge of character.
No, they are.
And dogs.
They are. And dogs. No, they are. Definitely.
And I often laugh about this conversation because it's a conversation I had with my little sister.
Mm.
She lives in the U.S. And she was married to Liniga.
Right.
But her little dog, Inesaratim for now.
Yeah.
So whenever he was around in Ekwat.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, Nchaya is right.
Yeah.
Because Lina felt it.
Right.
But
right.
I was like, I'm not going to get involved.
Sure.
Until Nchaya Laware, Hakosalim Nat.
Mm.
And in my mind, I was like, Nchaya is.
Nchaya Fahale. Raman Khala Wile. No, it's true. It's true. It's the same as listening to your consciousness.
Yes.
You're always told. The first time I saw my wife.
Yes.
I was with Neo Matsunyane.
Mm.
And I remember when she left, because they had a conversation, Lineo. I was editing. Mm. All right. I don't know if you remember with the Dakile brothers.
Yes.
You know, in the city center. Yeah.
Yes.
Bozek, yeah. And I remember, I must have spoken to her probably for like 15 seconds.
Mm.
On our way out, I said to Neo, that girl is going to be my wife.
Yeah.
And then Neo looks at me and says, I want Ngandali number high.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's how it starts. Yes. You have to ask for the number. And then it happened that we met the second time. So, you know.
There's a saying, what's meant to happen will happen.
Mm.
And you don't need to force it.
Absolutely.
Mudimu le badimu will force you together somehow.
Absolutely.
So you can run uye kai and come back eventually.
That calling, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a calling. It's a calling, man.
The best meal you ate this week and who made it?
I made it myself.
Yeah.
I won't.
So are you a cooking husband or unaloba spoiler nyana?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I cook a lot.
Mm.
But I can feel like, gratitude, they are now taking my plates for granted.
Yeah.
I stay off for a couple of months.
Sure.
So that the day I do it again, they go, yo.
They must remember who the hell you are.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So my best meal this week was, by the way, in my house, we don't eat chicken from Pick and Bay. Oh, don't eat chicken from shops.
Okay.
We go for...
Yeah, free range people.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
So that's what we had this week.
Okay.
And man.
Free range or it has to be hard body?
Yeah, hard body.
Okay.
Free range, hard body.
Okay.
However, the reason why I'm saying it was the best meal is that usually you'll have that with a bit of rice, veggies, and pap and veggies. And this week, I was just like, you know what? I don't care what the doctor says.
Yes.
I'm having this with... Dombolo.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's...
You brought it home.
I brought it home, yeah.
Song that lived on repeat, either in your car, on your phone, or in your head this week. And why is that song living in your head this week?
Yeah. Funny enough, I've been this week has been a Ringo week.
Mm.
I've been playing Ringo to, like, on repeat.
Yes, sir.
I suppose on my playlist.
Yes,
I've got, you know, Ringo's songs. So I've been playing Ringo quite a lot.
Maybe because we're Godol.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe. But also there's Credo V. Daniels.
Yes.
That album is fire, man.
Credo O Blind.
That album is fire.
I discovered him by mistake on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was by mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Algorithm just said, try this.
So, you know what's weird? What is that band from, I think they were from Mozambique, 340 Mil.
Oh, 340 Mil, yes.
Do you remember 340 Mil? Yes. Because I've got 340 Mil, all their albums.
Yes.
And for some reason, one time I searched on Apple Music for another 340 Mil song. I think it was one of their first tracks.
Sure.
And then Credo Daniels came up on the side. And I was like, who's this?
Yeah.
And for a long time, I thought, oh, no, this guy sounds like he sings in Portuguese.
Sure.
You know, probably from somewhere, Bobo, Uganda.
Sure.
And then at some point, Kutla Dimana Buas Sosotho, hey man, hang on, who's this guy?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no. It's almost like, you know, those type of artists who've been working behind the scenes like for the longest time. It's like Proverb.
Yes.
You know?
On some, when they wake up, they'll wake up.
When they wake up, they'll wake up. Yeah. Like Proverb was like that.
Yeah.
He was just some guy, you know, Kamomra, Desky. And then when he came out, people were like, yay. Who's this? Yeah. Oh, you worked with Pro.
I gave him his first job.
Right. You worked with Pro. You're a producer, ne?
In fact, I sharpened his work ethic.
Mm.
Because I run a very tight ship with very high expectations.
Right.
So he's often thanked me.
Yeah.
Because if I had let him slack, he might have flaked.
Sure.
Because unfortunately, certain things are like muscles. If Fudi practice enough, including giving excuses. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I was very, you know, there days I feel bad at how hard I pushed him. But I don't think his work ethic would be what it was if I hadn't.
Sure.
Because I tolerate, you can't be late.
Yeah.
You can't be late. We're doing radio. It's time-based. Yeah. If we're shooting at 5, we're shooting at, and radio, you can't say, hey, 5 more minutes, I'm around the corner.
Mm.
At 5, we go live.
No, you can't. You go live.
So you can't afford to be late.
Go live. I'm a, James Ngobo calls me a German soldier.
Yes.
And I'm sure my manager told her.
Sure.
When, you know, I guided the times.
Yes.
I said, please tell them not to be late.
Yes.
Because I'll be there on time.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm always early.
Mm.
And if I'm, so that when I'm late.
Yes.
People know it's genuine.
Absolutely.
Agbashai.
And vele also, if uleiti, let me know in advance that I'm running late.
Absolutely. You make a call. I mean, on your cell phone.
You make
a call to say, look,
yeah.
I might be there 10 minutes later. So if you want to buy coffee, you can take a walk across the road and go in. You know what I mean?
My thing is, an hour before you are late, you already know you're late. Send a text.
That's
it takes you 5 seconds.
That's true.
Running late, apologies.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. And then you've solved the thing. What's the worst phone call you took this week?
No, I haven't.
The best call you took this week?
The best call I took this week is that there is a highly respected producer who is producing a new, I suppose, short series. And he gave me a call, said, I just send you, check your inbox. I just send you a script.
Yeah.
I need you to read that script because you are the guy at the top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, when you get that call,
when
the guy says, you are the guy who's going to play that role.
So, number one.
Yeah. Number one.
Mokol City.
Yeah. So read that script and you need to get back to me by the end of the week, you know.
And without giving away too much, what do you think of the script?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think it's a great, I mean, I've got one or two concerns, but an amazing script.
Mm.
Yeah.
Movie series.
You know, a 3-part series.
Nice.
But also those stories that South Africa really needs.
Yeah.
And you know.
And a Dubai.
Dubai.
But we keep going in one direction.
We keep going in one direction because somebody else did it. And Makhwadi Ratile.
Sure.
And because that's how we play the game. Even musically.
Sure.
You know, if Dingamla di bona hore, what was one of my favorite artists, Eneli Tonina,
sure,
years ago. And it used to be so sad that I watched Joe Nina
do
Bo Maria Podesta.
The founder of Kwaito that does not get the flowers he deserves.
Flowers he deserves.
Yes. He was making Kwaito before it was even called Kwaito.
Kwaito, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was making Afro jazz.
Yes.
You know, very relatable to us. You know. But he was not given that opportunity because at the time, Kwaito was selling.
Yeah.
So this, come. You know that thing that Afa does?
Yeah.
Can you bring something like that, you know? So so it's important that we have these kind of stories that are our stories and that are told ka flavor ya rona.
Sure.
You know?
You know what my dream is? And maybe I'm dreaming too much. Maybe I've got too much Vuyo's blood in me. You know, my dream is organizations like the African Union.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have an arts and culture department or not, or I don't know, wing within Africa.
And they should.
The African Union. Yeah. Where, you know how they have Eurovision in Europe, where every European country send in the best singer and we have a competition to find out who's the best singer in Europe. Can you imagine if we did that with arts and culture on this continent, where every year, every country must either do a movie about an icon, do a docuseries, but tell our stories and compete against each other, have a massive film festival in different parts of the continent. That is how you get the continent to work and to respect each other.
Maybe it's by design that we don't, because I can tell you now that we would be ruling the world. goes without saying.
Yes.
Give us anything, any sport field that that you think that people will not be good at.
Yeah.
Just give us the opportunity and we'll see. You know. So chances are we would have probably been ruling the world.
For me, that's all I'd like. For the African Union to say we're not doing enough, for us to say we're actually a unit, we're a union of Africans.
Yeah.
And I think half of us fighting each other, half of the back and forths that are going, even with March in March, Operation Dudula, illegal immigrants. Yes, we mustn't have lawlessness, but there's still enough we can do to bring us together that we are not doing.
Absolutely.
And we can't rely on soccer alone.
Totally agree.
We can't rely on soccer alone.
Yeah. No, totally agreed.
So this is me whispering in your ear as the guy there.
Yeah.
That,
To do it right.
Find Desmond Dube wa Mozambique, liwa Mali, liwa Chad, and see how we can collaborate.
How we can collaborate.
Yo, guys, we're sitting on so much potential as a continent.
And you know, you see it when you now, because there's a platform called TikTok.
Yes.
You get to realize, there's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah.
Who just never had an opportunity.
Yes.
You know. We keep saying, you know, there are no jobs. And I know that there are so many people who are talented in this country.
You
know, not just as performers.
Yes.
You know, in so many other fields.
In everything.
You know, I read something recently, Samfano Ako Limpopo, who made sort of like a car, Vanka Methi.
Yeah.
That's engineering. I don't know. What else we want?
Obviously, the oil cartels will be unhappy.
Of course.
So, remote protecting.
Yeah.
Asanyamela,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can't tell us that there are things that are out of our scope. You see?
Yeah.
We just don't, for some reason, the demons are blocking.
I don't think it's demons. I just think we need political will. We need leaders who are willing to actually stand up and say, Rakhatetsi now.
Well, when I say demons, I also mean the politicians who are standing in the way.
Sure.
Because, and that's why I don't like calling politicians leaders. I detest that kind of, because leadership is earned.
Yes.
You don't just get a position and then we go, my leader.
By virtue of your position, you're not a leader.
Yeah.
You're an appointee.
You're
a subject. Absolutely. In fact, rurumile. Rurumme.
Yeah.
And based on your result, we will decide if you're a leader or not.
You know. So we jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Even as the public, we jumped the gun. We call people leaders. And they wear that, you know, on their shoulders.
Sure.
And they get to do nothing.
Mm.
And also, that's a difference.
Sure.
Leadership is not royalty. And I think a lot of our people miss that.
Yeah.
When you are there to serve the people.
Yes.
The king is born into it.
Yes.
Still to serve the people.
Yes.
But they are born into it.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. And if the king is rubbish, people will show that it or is this king or not, you know.
And sadly, because of your Netabaya royalty, we often accord respect based on your birthright and not necessarily on you have earned it, man. Where you were born, like Papa Tamatso, or it's not because you were born into it, but because I feel led.
Sure.
I feel like you care.
Sure.
I feel like no one in our village goes to sleep hungry because you make sure nobody goes to sleep hungry. I remember my grandfather, Leta Malaole.
Sure.
He was a chief at a village. And my grandmother had a piece of land in the village where she planted.
Sure.
And I often hear stories of how she made sure if anyone needs food, they take what they need.
Yeah.
Just because you need to make sure the kids
have leadership.
And that was always the ethos.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to mealtime, I tell the story often that the ethos was always the adults eat after the kids have eaten.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a hungry child and you are eating, there's a problem.
There's a problem. Wow.
And that's where we are right now.
In fact, you know, you say such necessary and potent stuff for African people, but you speak so fast. Kikopa, say that again. Say that again.
If there's a hungry child and when you have eaten, there is a problem.
It's a serious problem.
The big piece of meat should go to the child.
Yeah.
Or the kids must split the big piece of meat. Where now you will eat what is left.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
But
some of all that stuff was really so skewed, man.
Where
I mean, I remember that at some I started really enjoying meat when I started doing peace jobs.
Yes.
That's why I'm eating today.
Yeah.
You can't give me a plate.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
You know, I have to be the one who says, no, maybe
I'll relinquish it.
Yeah, not today. Let's just give it a break. Because we grew up, I have to tell you this story.
Yeah.
We had relatives, we still have relatives, Kokuruman.
Sure.
And at some point, I can't remember what had happened, but I know that there was a conflict between my mother and my grandmother. And my mother just felt like, and we went to Kurumani for a couple of weeks. And one, because it was around December.
Sure.
One event, in that house alone, must have been about 19 children.
Yeah.
Just the kids.
Yeah.
19. And then Barry, Bashimane haba khos, ako lisami kwenye mole, lishabe molelo, baruska team,
sure,
tipita dimo.
Yeah.
And there's one cousin of mine, you know, because we spoke about it recently. Well, the one cousin of mine decided, bafit, outla nami, outla ring khama natia,
sure,
kara hoja sipi la.
Yeah.
Kaise rona, kaise arona.
Yeah.
So if we don't feed ourselves now.
Yeah.
And we started going for this meet.
Sure.
I must have been 11, 12.
Mm.
And this is the problem. If there's less, because you just want, you know.
Yeah.
So we stole a couple of pieces. There must have been a lot of us. We stole a couple of pieces. Then we went back again. And I remember there was a girl from the neighboring village.
Yeah.
A lot taller than us. Mm. And she said, practically nothing in that pot anymore.
Oh, wow.
So we are in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, where we were, it's just that the river is on this side.
Mm.
Now, the river has got these big frogs.
Yes. You're lying.
I promise you. That night, no adult was talking to us.
Yeah.
And we should have known, Jorge, that's a trap.
Yes.
And we went to bed. My grandmother wakes up. My grandmother arrives 2 days later.
Mm.
It's tense. Yeah. My grandmother arrives. We're all happy that my grandmother is here, and she's, but because she already got the news. We get to go to bed, and Musadi Moholo comes ka shambok.
Oh, wow.
Limetsi.
Yeah.
And she had a bowl this big. You know the bowl is in the chapel amongst one?
Sure.
She had a bowl this big. Yeah, baskom. It lets a pap.
Yeah.
Le jam.
Yeah.
Are dudisa so. Aragere la lapa.
Yeah.
Khale jaker. Jang. Jam papa le jam. E mona ukila ja papa le jam. Ka sambok. Ka wena dlala. Wena wadlala. I think for me, at that age,
yeah,
that's when I realized, sorry, I could never be a thief.
Mm.
Ever.
Mm.
Yeah. This kind of thing, this is the last time.
Did anyone eat the frogs?
I think they did. Yeah. That's how they realized, Jorge, because we were also kids. You know, I mean,
yeah,
if we had done it properly, like there's no skin.
Like the French.
You know, yeah, and there's no skin and there's no nothing that shows, Jorge, hang on, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why the elders were so upset. And my grandmother said, no, no, no.
Sure.
Aba relax.
Sure.
I'm coming.
I will take care of this.
Yeah. I'm coming. Because I think she was just like, these guys are so upset. They're going to kill these kids.
Mm.
Yeah. You know. Munna. Yes. That's the worst trouble I've ever been in. Okay. I've been in a lot more trouble. Condensed milk was another one.
That's a story for, in fact, if I must have a separate episode.
Yeah.
Of problem children.
Yeah.
Where we tell stories of the problem children.
Hey, dog.
So we laid Mama Cynthia Shange to rest the other day.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously she's a different generation to yourself. But you are both from a generation that built the SABC that many of us know right now. When we lose institutions such as Mama Cynthia, like what do you feel about the loss? And how do you bring that back to your mortality and maybe your legacy in the industry?
Hmm. You know, I think loss is inevitable.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. But I think the worst kind of loss is when, you know, there was no capacity to build legacy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When Sidney Poitier dies...
Mm.
You can still hear his name. You can still see
with
Denzel Washington, the guys that he sort of mentored.
Yes.
You know. And the capacity I'm talking about, it's one of the capacities, it's one of the SABC, where SABC was supposed to be the place where we go and find ourselves and where we build dreams for others.
Yes.
You know.
Mm.
But it's sad that the institution itself is dying.
So,
and the people who were there have been pushed aside. It's really kind of sad. There's a friend of mine, I can't say his name because it's going to be a bit telling.
Yes.
A white guy.
Mm.
Years ago when I started working with him, told me, no, I used to work for the SABC.
Mm.
And then he said, there was a motto that was not in the constitution of the SABC.
It was off the record.
It was off the record.
Yeah.
And that motto was that the SABC will never create stars.
Oh,
and should not create stars.
It's weird because when I was at Metro,
my
station manager at some stage said something similar about one of my team members. Almost to say, why don't you clip her wings a bit?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I've felt that attitude with a lot of radio managers because SABC, they're becoming too big for the boots.
Sure.
Or they think they're bigger than the channel.
And you know, I mean, I'm looking at the SABC now and there are people, there are great people at the SABC.
Yeah.
There are amazing people who want to do great things.
Yes.
But there's still that spirit, that old spirit that says, we...
Like light, they're still fighting to break through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just insane. And I mean, with all that talent that's there, SABC still has a lot of talented people.
It's still the most powerful medium in the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we must never forget that or sleep on it or be delusional to think it's not.
Yeah. Someone was actually asking me, what is it that I can do to contribute to the SABC? And I said, I'm prepared right now to do projects for free for SABC.
Yeah.
For free.
There's content. There's
because
enough content.
I need, we need,
yes.
This country needs the public broadcaster to be at the top of everybody.
To win.
To win.
Yes.
You know, because it's the only way we're going to survive this Africanisms we're talking about.
Yes.
You know?
There's a production that has been receiving a lot of flack last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where the accusation is they've been given money to produce a show,
mm-hmm.
and seemingly they're struggling to pay actors, they're struggling to pay location.
Okay.
And I'm told they had a meeting with Channel this week, and Channel said, but to banara bagele nyoko.
Sure.
Or ubaspandi.
Sure.
But if abasole patali, we'll look into it.
Sure.
And you know, the feeling is money was taken and maybe some of it used to maintain lifestyles there.
Okay.
Versus we're going to ring fence production money.
Is this with SABC?
SABC. Okay. We're going to ring fence production money. Because I always say to people, whatever is the budget for the thing, ring fence it. Then okay, patala with what's left.
Sure.
But don't think the budget, yeah, the other thing, is your money to spend.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, often do that.
Mm.
Where one or more to the brand new car or brand new bags, or they're going on holiday.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Versus...
I don't know.
And it's not just a media thing. Okay. Even within procurement.
Parastatals.
You're given R1 million and you've said 800,000 is for the project. But you'll find that it's not ring-fenced to make sure project yafel and that is delivered on time with the quality that you promised.
Yeah.
And you end up with situations...
So now when they give us R1 million...
Eh?
For the project, and they say 800,000 is for the project.
Mm.
We use the 800,000 for ourselves and the 20% perhaps.
Perhaps.
Or we even ask for more.
So now you're sitting with actors and staff who have not been paid.
Mm.
How do you propose guarding against such? Because all it does is take the industry back. All it does is take, I don't want to racialize it, but because it's a black producer, all it does is take black production companies back back a step.
Sure.
And all it does is say to white producers who might not have gotten the gig, that la bona. How do we guard against that?
Well, first, I think I was going to say, I think I find it a bit difficult to see how that would happen because SABC has got such thorough systems.
Yes.
Where producers are very answerable. I produce for SABC.
Yes.
Same
here. We did Club Culture, Euphonic, and we had to account for every cent.
No, every month.
Yes.
Every month, for every cent that you use, you need to be talking to accounts department. Ofeletsa tseba everybody go accounts, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know how that would happen
because
it means there was money released.
Mm.
That must have been not in the right way.
Yes.
If you catch my drift. Look, I think we need to go back. We need to step back a little bit. We come from a very troublesome history.
Mm.
And that troublesome history has left us with a lot of scars. We are a capitalist country. And in any capitalist country, people forget everything else, particularly new. People forget everything else, morals, principles, because capitalism is the king. I'll give you a perfect example, and I say this all the time. Perfect example. You are DJ Fresh. There's people who are just like, I saw DJ Fresh. By the way, I've been told, especially white people, how are you DJ Fresh? And I'm like, nope.
No, you must just sign the thing. No, just sign. Yeah,
sign it, DJ Fresh.
Yeah, just sign, take the pictures, keep it moving.
But you should notice amongst us, amongst our people, when you stop by the traffic light, and for that day, it's a Maka van, there's this initial,
yeah,
what a Maka van.
Sure.
You know. So that only tells you that our people, most of our people, not all, most of our people still respect things,
yes,
and not the people themselves. And I think that gets us into a lot of trouble. Because of that kind of culture, people want to be seen. And I'm saying even the thieves, call them thieves, the people who will get a budget to go and fix, you know, the potholes, have never had that kind of money near them, you know, let alone in their accounts. And now suddenly they see this kind of money and they see the respect, if you may, you know, that people give them, give to them. Mm. Suddenly because, this is the guy, you know. And I think that history has really hurt us, man. We need to go back to the drawing board. It's a very difficult and sad one.
Yeah.
But we need to go back to working for whatever industry we're in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the arts, I want to, you know, we want to be given the opportunities, even if the institution itself doesn't have money.
Yeah.
But the institution can help support.
Mm.
Corey Desmond wants to do X, Y, Z.
We think
it's an amazing thing.
Yes.
So let's go to that organization that could easily borrow us money. Let's go to this one because we all believe in this thing.
Yeah.
So that in the next coming years, we have institutions like Joe Mafela Comedy Center.
So,
you know,
yeah.
for young people.
Yeah.
We've got, right now, all our people, our heroes, whether in music, whether in, even in politics, die when those people leave the room.
And sadly, we're seemingly immortalizing struggle icons and politicians more than anyone else.
Sure.
And I could argue that arts and culture generally probably do more for the man on the street than any politician ever will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it almost stopped back in the day when your Barney Simons were having theaters named after them.
Yeah.
It's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, why is there no Zeksmda library? You know what I mean?
But Zex is still alive. Why is there no Zeksmda Center for African Writing?
Or Zeksmda Literary Week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we spotlight young writers and authors.
And it's not that those people never put those kind of proposals on anyone's table. They have. A lot of those people have got dreams and they've given people, but it's just like, you know?
Why was it not a theater built in the name of and named after Ntate Kani in the Eastern Cape? You know what I mean?
Winston Chona, you know.
Exactly.
All those men.
Absolutely.
Know, all those men and women. You know, we talk about Tamala Somizi all the time when, when we talk about
Brandab.
Particularly sketch comedy.
Yes, yes.
Ndaba Mhlongo was there. You know.
I remember grade two, we went to the theater. It was the matinee on the Ribisa Matini.
Yeah.
We had no idea what matinee meant. Yeah. And we watched Ngaka.
Right.
Tswana boy, I don't understand Sizulu at all.
Yeah.
Don't understand. Is there a problem? Are we good? Okay. Tswana boy, don't understand Sizulu at all. There was eight of us. Right. We went and watched Ngaka.
Mm.
We quoted that movie for the rest of the year because
no
it was so
way.
Funny.
No,
it was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny, man. The man was funny himself.
Yes.
The man was heavily talented. People get a shock when I say, when I tell them Jorge Brandaba.
Yes.
Actually choreographed Sarafina.
Imagine. Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah.
Because our monada, he can't dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man choreographed Sarafina. The original cast that was in Broadway.
Yes.
Was.
Imagine.
All those dances were.
Yes. Brandaba.
Was Brandaba. Yeah. Yeah. And yet, he's just now on our lips and on the young people's lips.
Absolutely.
You know.
We're running out of time.
Mm.
Another big issue that came up this week, obviously the Metro FM Awards happened the other day.
Sure.
And Prince KB stirred the pot a bit, saying awards should not define artists.
Mm-hmm.
From a man with a Luri and an Avanti on the shelf and other awards probably still loading. What's your view on awards?
Yeah. Okay, I'll answer this one in two
parts,
ways.
Yes.
One, I think awards are a great thing
for
recognition, but we also need to understand now that seniority.
Yes.
So once things like awards start becoming the way for people to either earn more, the corruption starts coming in,
yes,
where people pay somebody to be voted for to get up there, then it becomes problematic.
Yeah.
Then I start agreeing with somebody like KB who says it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But I think if awards are done right, it's absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary that people... I mean, there are so many other... I once asked Hore, why was the award to the best policemen?
Yes.
You know, or the best teachers. You know, Steve Harvey did it. I think Ford was sponsoring him. And he did that entire thing where teachers and people who
run nominate
nurseries.
Nominate your favorite social worker.
Absolutely.
A social worker making the most impact.
Absolutely. Ever. Yeah.
Let's reward those people.
Yeah. And in the years they were able to, I mean, guys like Steve Harvey was were able to do it. We don't have something like that here. I tried, by the way. Yeah. I'm still trying.
In fact, you tried a Million Man March, I remember.
Yeah.
And I think you got about 20,000 people there.
Yeah.
And there were people who, because Ralebo Sataninyana, for some people, they almost treated it like, yeah, he failed. Well, what did he think he was doing? Not understanding why you were doing it.
Yeah.
That this is a man who's willing to stand up on his own clout to say enough about crime. But other people are going to now count to their people versus look at this was actually the point of the thing.
Sure.
How did that make you feel?
A little bit sad.
Yeah.
A little bit sad, and I'll be honest. And I mean, when I say sad, I mean even for my family.
Yes.
Because we put a lot of our own resources in making sure that thing happens.
Yes.
But on hindsight, when I started studying what had happened.
Yes.
We had more coverage after the Million Man March than we had before the Million March. In terms of newspapers.
Yes.
And that's where you see where we are at as people.
Yeah.
You know, Hore, the build-up was, you know, but the fact that there were 20,000 people or whatever number that was, and not a million.
Yes.
It was...
That became the talking point.
Yeah.
And not the
that
why.
That became the talking
point. And not the why we are marching.
That became the talking point. But one of those, and I got to understand where it really came from, and it was on hindsight. Part of it was that our political organizations are very sensitive.
Yes.
And they're sensitive because they know they're not doing what they're supposed to do. So when the Million Man March was proposed, political organizations thought it was against them.
Ah, okay.
You know, it was called the Million Man March against crime.
Yeah.
And all kinds of crime, like, you know, domestic abuse. You name them, you know.
But to some, Eba Desmond Ware exposed.
To some, Ware exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which actually happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, Hore. I don't know if you know, if you're doing a march and you're expecting a lot of people, you need to get permission.
Yes.
You need to get sign off, particularly from the traffic department.
Mm.
The night before, these guys... scratched our permission. Got a call, Hore. No, that's not...
Not happening.
Not happening.
Yeah.
And at that time, SABC was, you know, was there. Everyone who's supposed to be there was going to be there.
Everything was in place.
I was just like, "Hey, gents, sorry. Yeah. You can't tell us this 8 hours before the actual event. If you want to take me to jail, then let's go to jail." But so it became sort of like it was a political thing.
So
rather than a social movement that just says, I still believe that the Million Man March, because I know there's so many other organizations that came from there.
Yes.
You know, one's called Boy, Build Our Youth, came from the Million Man March.
Yeah.
There's so many other organizations. There's a camp that's done in the Gratensburg, you know, Young Boys Camp. Most of those organizations came from the idea of the Million Man March.
Absolutely.
So I think in terms of that, we were able to achieve quite a lot, just not in the public.
Sure.
You know, quite a lot. There's conversations now, people talk. I mean, I love this whole idea of, you know, men's conference and present fathers, you know. I love those ideas because that was really what we were saying.
Absolutely.
We were saying, let's start having these kind of things to build our communities so that our communities are just not known for crime.
Sure.
You know.
And hopefully one day we stop having organizations like Present Fathers because it becomes second nature that, you know, there are certain things expected of you as a member of a community,
sure,
as a father, as a mother, as a leader, even, even as a child, that must become second nature. It's about Tabayaori. Nice. We saw Desmond with the kids. Present Father. No, they're my children. You know what I mean? And it needs to get to that.
I was listening to the radio now. There was one guy is calling in and says,
You better.
Yeah. The next caller, and I laughed. The next caller says,
Exactly.
It's your job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why do you want us to clap for you?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your parents never called into radio stations to say, I'm here to look after my children. They did what they needed to do.
They just did what they needed to do.
Another argument I always have, I can't make it this weekend, I'm babysitting. They're your children. You're not babysitting.
Yeah.
You're fathering your
children. No, you're fathering. Yeah.
That's all. And I think the minute we change our mindsets on parenting, amongst other things, the sooner we'll have a better society and hopefully kinder fathers.
Mm.
Are you a strict father?
Mm. Yes. I am. I almost lied because, you know, and then I thought my daughters are going to watch this.
Yes.
This man.
Were there ever times you'd look back and thought, maybe I should have given them a bit of grace? Or I should have counted before I said
yeah, something. I think my wife and I are a perfect team.
Yes.
I told you earlier that she's a very patient person.
So good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. You know, she knows how to sort of diffuse.
Yes.
What you call it. And at times she kind of agrees with me and just leaves it as it is. I think we support each other well when it comes to things like that. But if I feel that this can be done, it will be done.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, and if I have concerns about
the
place you're going to for partying.
Mm. So it's not a democracy.
Yeah. It's not a democracy. We talk about it.
Yeah.
There was a time where I can't remember this, but my daughter was still in, I think, grade 10 or something.
Mm.
One of my daughters. And she wanted to badly go to this party.
Mm.
And I had concerns, but eventually I said yes.
Mm.
And I went to drop her off just so I can see
Korokoyanda.
And I wasn't happy with that.
Sure.
It was somewhere in Bryanston. Mm. And on my way out, you know, from this place, I saw the kind of cars and young men that were going in there.
Yes.
Kashapa U-10.
Yeah.
Kaploma kamuntle, the whole night.
And waited.
Yeah. Kaploma kamuntle.
Yeah.
At some point, somebody about you know, she came and she said, I'm going to come back. Can you give me an hour? And I said, take whatever time you want.
But I'm here.
Yeah. Just have fun. Mm. Don't worry about me.
Mm.
I'm listening to the radio. You know, I'll take a bit of a nap, but I'll wait.
How important is it to create an environment where your kids feel they can trust you with everything? Because I think one thing sometimes as parents we do is, obviously we mean well in how we parent, but sometimes it creates an environment where it creates almost a barrier where Mwana does not feel safe confiding in you.
Mm.
Or they don't feel like it's a safe space.
Right.
How do you juggle, or how do you walk that fine line?
Yeah. I think it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because there's no manual for that kind of
thing. There isn't, yeah.
But I think,
and nobody warns you.
I think if you want your children to trust you, you become trustworthy.
So
you know, if you have real concerns, you list them and you say, "I've got a concern here, there."
Mm.
And often nature will speak on your behalf.
Yes,
you know. Sometimes I remember my late sister's child was going to a party, and I had a very bad feeling about it. And that night they got robbed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's painful because you can't say I told you so.
Yes. We were discussing that on the radio just this week.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But then, you know, then you are able to say, There's a thing in a parent where they just feel a little bit off about something. And you can't put your fingers on it. You don't know how to explain it to your child. This is how I'm feeling.
Sure.
You know? But if you want to be trusted by your children, you become trustworthy. I think it's probably one of the toughest things for men in particular.
Sure, sure. You know? Hey, because we also have this thing, I'm your father.
I'm your father.
I know everything. Yeah. And you know, speaking about your netaba that you're talking about now, that you also don't want to say, I told you so.
Yeah.
Often my I told you so is before the thing happens.
Sure.
That now this is where I sit with this thing.
Yeah.
But if you insist, understand that now I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need to let them burn a little to understand.
Mm.
And I think sometimes you have to choose the fires you're willing to let the kids go through so that it's a lesson, but not a trauma.
Not a trauma, yeah.
And I think that's one of the big challenges as parents.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Yeah.
We literally wanted you here for an hour just to find out about your week.
Yeah. Awesome.
In closing, the curtain has come down, the spotlight is off, the candle is on. What is your prayer for you, the country, and your family for this coming week?
My prayer for me,
yes,
sort of flowing into the river of the country itself, I think, is that we need to practice Ubuntu, man. You know, South Africa prides itself with Ubuntu. But when you look deep into it, you realize Ubuntu is for others.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's almost like there's a certain group of people who don't subscribe to that idea, but the rest have to.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
One of those examples is how Yakudi estating, you know, and you realize how Patabadu medicine could estating. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are the very same people who probably work in the environments like tourism, and they are teaching people how Ubuntu is the most important thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's my prayer. I think Ubuntu sums it up.
Yes.
Ubuntu, empathy, respect for others.
Sure.
You know. You know, thank you doesn't cost much.
No.
Yeah.
Even just a hello. Sawubona, dumelang, abseni.
Remote trafficking, dumela ho rokene. I shouldn't actually be.
Yes.
But I do.
Yeah.
And then you act like I was supposed to anyway.
I'll let someone in and then I'll wait for the hazard. You know, why also hazard? Yeah. Thank you, man.
In fact, they give you a look. Yeah.
Like how hazard in your
nothing.
Yeah.
It cost nothing. One time, I know we're out of time, but one time it broke my heart. I was in Bramfontein and I got into a lift. And loudly said, Sanbonan.
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing. Right? You know, next time, nizobe ningfaka kuma social media nithe laba babingeleli.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because libitsa bathu celebrity. I'm a celebrity ababingeleli.
Absolutely.
And I was like, at the end of the day, Mumund, and there was an old lady there and said, oh, sorry, Baba. Sorry, Baba. Uthi mhlambe nje.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that mina concentrated kwezinye izinto angikuzwanga futhi.
Absolutely.
She was the only one. The others, you could see there was a bit of guilt, but
yeah.
Who does he think he is?
They don't care.
Yeah.
And I think we've become so selfish as, I'm not going to say as a nation, as a species.
Right.
For a species that has the brain power that we do, you'd think a little bit of empathy.
But it's also classism.
Yes, there's also that.
It's a level of classism.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you now, there are certain places I go to, Nkaya Thokoza no. Akifika noma kuphi kere sanibonani abantu bazovuma.
Yes.
Sebezobona later uthi oh hi uDesmond uzoluqeda ukudlula la.
Yes.
You know. But like I said, how are you staying? How can I be staying or Melang? One lady once said, "Sorry, do I know you?" And I was like,
"No, I'm just greeting you."
I'm just greeting you.
I'm acknowledging
you. Because it's polite.
Where I'm acknowledging your presence.
Yeah. Where I come from, yes. I'm taught to do that. Yeah. Anyway.
We're done.
Yeah. Thank you, my king.
Out of 10.
Thank you very much.
Out of 10, how's your week been?
Now.
Out of 10.
With this. Oh, this is the best week.
Yeah.
This is the best week. What a week.
Yeah.
I mean, by being here, just... Dude, I haven't seen you in like, oh, maybe 23 years.
You're right.
I think so. I think
you're right. Yeah. If not longer.
Yeah. Mm. Because my daughter is now 22. And the last season of Dube on Monday was 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were in the fourth season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw you prior to that was probably at your complex in the south of Johannesburg in 1998. It was the winter of 1998 when I saw you at your complex in the south.
You know, my child, when my last born.
Yes, sir.
When she asks you a question and you say 19, she goes, 19?
Yeah. Yeah.
She once asked me when she was seven. She said,
like her papa, you must be in the Bible. Isn't
she? She asked me if I knew Jesus Christ. She was seven. Asked me if I knew Jesus Christ personally. Hey, I was so hurt, Joe. Hey, my heart was broken, man.
Des, thank you so much for the time, my guy. It took us 6 months, but we don't give up.
No, we don't give up.
And thanks for the catch-up.
I'll come back again.
Yes, sir.
Come back again.
This was us just to say we see you. We've never stopped seeing you.
No, thank you, man.
And
by the way, 180 is on Netflix.
Yes, sir. Yes. So that's why we need to have you back.
Yeah.
I get it. We're just here to catch up on the week, and then we'll come back and talk about the work and everything else. And hopefully you'll also have feedback about policies for the performing arts. That are friendly and that are adjustable and maybe pausable even. That's my challenge to you, Le. We appreciate you, and thanks for being the talent and the inspiration and the father, the husband, Le Taima, the beacon of light and hope, man.
Thank you, man.
A lot of our people still need hope. And hope is currency that costs you nothing. But a lot of us are not willing to be that beacon of light. So thank you for being that guy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Ranglang.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Yes.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Brades is about to leave the building. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of Wow, What a Week. We're back again next week. We're coming to you live from Discover TV. Let them be your stage. We are part of the Africa Podcast Network. Email waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Shout out Keletso Modisa King, our executive producer, Trevor and his crew at Pezulu Works, and most importantly, you for liking, for watching, for subscribing, and for sharing. Until next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves. We are out of here. Thank you.